Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I'm John Sears, and Keith Murphy has small hands.
What? What does that even mean?
Oh, I think you know what it means.
What are we, children?
Your mom.
You're 5 inches taller and have smaller feet than me.
That's no big deal.
Exactly.
Live from WHO HD, it's Sound Off with Keith Murphy and John Sears. Featuring Andy Fales with What's Bugging Andy. Now, get ready to Sound Off.
John Sears, and John, it feels to me like it's a much more optimistic sound off this week across the board.
Yeah, Iowa finally got off the skid, ended the four-game losing streak. Iowa State, even though they lost, I thought they played pretty well at Kansas.
I think they're playing really well in Northern Iowa. What can you say about that? The Panthers are the hot topic tonight. Purple rain. Wes Washburn hits a high-bouncing buzzer beater that sends you and I back to the NCAA tournament for the second straight year. The state of Iowa, with just 3 million people, will have three teams in the dance, and we're hosting the NCAA tournament. Woo. Your chance to sound off. Couple lines open right now, 515-282-9010. Sound off. We should never forget, we do, but we shouldn't. Nothing cures what ails like winning. Iowa goes to Michigan and looks more like mid-season Iowa than late-season Iowa, especially Jared Utoff and hope returns. When fans tell you winning the right way is important, what they mean is winning is important. But how about Utoff and Allie Disterhoft? True student athletes, the first academic All-American National Players of the Year from the same school. And Disterhoff also has an important role on Game of Thrones. The best senior day moments belong to four-year players. And if a four-year player also happened to be a four-year starter and four-year star, then it's special. If he also connects with fans the way George Niang did, you have a night of cheers and tears. Even Kansas fans gave Niang a standing ovation. Don't look now, but McKay's of our lives takes a dramatic turn. McKay looks fully engaged and energized. It's been a roller coaster ride for the Cyclones, but they're playing well right now. Props to Iowa State's new football coach, Matt Campbell. Bringing back the popular Dan McCarney for a football camp next month is the kind of nod to the past that fans appreciate. You can bet Mac does too. Peyton Manning will retire Monday, and I'm relieved. Manning has had four neck surgeries, can't feel his fingertips, and now throws the ball like Roger Dorn. Time to call it quits. He's had a spectacular career and goes out on a good note. And I love this. A nice guy named Norman Davis found this 1970s letter jacket and wanted to return it to its rightful owner. We've learned on my Facebook page, the girl's jacket is from New Hartford, and several people are trying to solve this mystery. How Iowa is that?
The mystery of New Hartford. I love it. Keith, I think Arch Madness proved why we love March Madness so much. I love conference tournaments. Seeing smaller schools give everything they have for one shot at glory, one shot at just making the NCAA tournament is what it's all about. 6 weeks ago, you and I was left for dead, and rightfully so. The Panthers started the Missouri Valley season 2-6. Fans and media left wondering, what happened to the team that beat number one North Carolina in November? What happened to the team that beat Iowa State in December? But 12 wins later, the Panthers go out and totally redeemed themselves. An MVC tournament championship for the ages, and now a spot in the big dance, and a team no one wants to face. I covered Wes Washpun in high school at Cedar Rapids, Washington. Super skinny, uber athletic, quicker than anyone else on the floor. You can see why Fran McCaffrey offered Washpun late in high school. You can see why Ben Jacobson was ecstatic when Washpun announced he was transferring to UNI. Gamer, tough, clutch. I'll take him on my team any day. And speaking of Jacobson, Jake just keeps getting it done. A consistent winner on the mid-major level. He's the perfect fit for UNI and one hell of a coach. I don't know if Jacobson will stay at UNI forever, but I do know the big boys will continue to call him every year. That's what happens when you have one of the best coaches in the country.
He is a really fun guy to be around, too.
He
tells jokes. He makes everybody comfortable.
And players love playing for him.
Yeah, he seems like a guy that's not trying to get to the next rung on the ladder, trying to make the big salary. He just knows what he wants, knows when he's happy. Good for him. Dan is in Des Moines tonight. Dan, what are you thinking here as we get into March?
Am I on the air?
You are on the air, Dan.
Keith and John?
Yeah.
Are they on?
All right, Dan, we're going to have to go to somebody
that's on the air.
Remember, turn your television down when you're on hold because we are on a few seconds delay. Patrick is in Ankeny. Hawkeye basketball, Patrick, what do you think?
Yeah, first of all, what's up with small hands McCaffrey sitting Gazelle out at the end of senior night? I don't get that.
I don't want to hear any more about small hands. What do you think? Are you convinced that Iowa is fully back?
I
don't know what that was. Does that sound like a dog barking?
Was he throwing up?
I don't want to hear somebody throw up on the air.
I thought he was throwing up.
Becky is in Bondurant. Becky, what do you think about the Cyclones?
Well, I just heard, I think, on your newscast that Deontay Burton was unanimously named Newcomer of the Year. The kid never plays except when McKay was suspended. I mean, this is the difference between Hoiberg and Prohm. If Hoiberg was there, Deontay Burton would be playing probably 30-plus minutes a game, and we'd have a much better record.
I wouldn't say he never plays.
He plays
very little, maybe like 15 minutes a game. But, I mean, if Hoiberg was there, that kid would be on the court a lot more, and we would have won several games.
Well, when McKay is playing the way he did against Kansas, especially in the first half, when Bill Self was saying McKay was just killing the Jayhawks, who would you like to see Burton playing in place of?
Burton could go in for Matt Thomas. He could go in for Abdel Nader a lot because he can play. He can't play point guard, but he's only 6'4". He's just very athletic.
There's no doubt
he can bomb, hit the three bomb a lot.
Right. Okay. Well, thank you, Becky. But those guys have played well, too.
Yeah, you know,
Nader and Thomas.
Yeah, Nader has played really good the past couple games. Didn't have a great game against Kansas. But a couple things about Burton. He's had games where he's been really good. Then he's had games where he's kind of disappeared.
Well, he's learning. You know, he's learning on the job.
Not the greatest defensive player all the time. A lot of times does a little one-on-one, maybe a little too much. But we've seen flashes of Deontay Burton and what he will be. And if you want him to start, he will be next year, for sure.
It's time for Twins with a local connection. Old Spice Judges, Iowa State's Matt Thomas, we just mentioned him, and Justin Hartley from The Young and the Restless. Old Spice Twins? That is pretty good.
It is pretty good there, yeah.
It's not
a little different hair, but it's pretty good.
But you don't mind being compared to a guy that's on a soap opera, right? That guy, Justin Hartley, is a hunk. Noel says, Big 12 Newcomer of the Year, Deontay Burton.
Oh, look at this.
Yeah, we just talked
Roll right
about
into
him.
It.
And comedian George Wallace, Twins?
Likes that one, too.
A few years apart.
Hey, guys, you ever waste your time and energy worrying about something that you have absolutely no control over, and that only makes you look like the one with the problem? Well, watch this. It's What's Bugging Andy next.
Follow us on Twitter. It's at SoundOff13. Justin writes, Iowa has three teams in the tournament for second straight year. Sounds to me like a basketball hotbed from such a small state. Mm. That's a good point.
Love it.
Well, you know what's bugging Andy? Eagles.
Me too. I think they fired Chip Kelly way too soon.
Not those Eagles.
They're the most popular couple in Iowa. No one can get enough of them. Reality TV at its most real. They're the Decora Eagles, and they have been a smash hit here for years now. Take a look. Wow. Yeah, webcam mounted up above their nest. You could look right in. It's riveting stuff. Here's the thing, though. There's big news there. They've got some new chicks. But while that news is sending the web hits through the roof, it's making me shake my head, man. I mean, I want to talk to these two. Seriously, guys, you're Eagles. You've got everything going for you. You're on the top of the food chain. You're federally protected. You can fly. You can go anywhere you want. What do you want to have kids for? What are you, nuts? You got the world on a string. You're totally famous. You got a whole river full of sushi. You got unlimited frequent flyer miles. And no matter where you go, people treat you like a rock star. Kids change all of that, man. It'll never be the same again. Look, if you're like a mole, I can understand, all right? I mean, you're living underground, surrounded by dirt, nothing but earthworms to eat. Fine. Have yourself some kids, make things a little more interesting. But these are Eagles, man. Their whole life is one long fantasy camp. This makes no sense. It's like when J-Lo picked Mark Anthony, Britney Spears when she married that goofball in the hats. What are you thinking? Some people watch these Eagles so often they feel like they can actually talk to them. Well, I seriously doubt that's true, but in the slim chance that it is, would someone give them this message from me? Guys, don't listen to the hype. Empty nest syndrome is a good thing. So graduate these latest chicks and then tie it in a knot, will ya? The rest of us down here are living through you. I'm Andy Fales, and that's what's bugging me.
There you go.
Is this a live look-in?
This is a live
look-in.
This was not scheduled.
This is incredible. What is
I don't even know how many different hoops we had to jump through to bring you this action right now, but this is live television at its most gripping. This, again, this is not video.
This is live.
This is live. Hang on. Watch this.
See if he moves.
Nope.
Is he alive?
Brett Favre or the Eagle? Who's in your five with Brett Favre? Another look at those live Eagles and more live calls at 282-9010 at Sound Off Live. Like us on Facebook, it's Sound Off Nation. Matt writes, he probably typed. We played better behind Utah's 29, but still looked wobbly at times. Michigan had their own meltdown and closing issues, which helped us get the victory. I will always take a win in Ann Arbor.
Another Matt writes, Iowa needs to get its act together, which it did at Michigan, before postseason play. We weren't number three in the country and a projected number one seed for nothing. Just play smart basketball and we're good.
Who's in your five in honor of Peyton Manning's wise decision to not play another season? Five athletes who played too long. At number five, Brett Favre. It wasn't the talent decline as much as just the waffling drama.
Lots
how many
of
times
drama,
he
Brett
retired,
Favre.
Unretired? Yeah. Gordie Howe played so long, he was the only one on ice without a helmet. He was grandfathered in, and he looked like a grandpa.
How long did he play? Like 50?
At least. Michael Jordan. One word. Wizards. You tried to forget. I did too. Number two, Willie Mays. Some think the best five-tool player of all time. But
Forgot
Mays
about
had,
him, yeah.
Mays had trouble catching pop flies with the Mets at the end. Not kidding. And number one, Muhammad Ali. A shadow of himself for several depressing fights. It was not fun to watch. Patrick is in Marshalltown. Patrick, how about those Panthers winning the Valley Tournament?
Yeah, that was pretty awesome. How do you guys feel about that?
Man, do not count Ben Jacobson and you and I out when it comes into the postseason. They know how to get it done. And I'll tell you what, I think they're going to be about a 12 seed in the tournament, and that is right on that line of the 12-5 that is the potential upset in the first round.
So
well, that'll be just like Maurice Newby shooting a shot many years ago.
Yeah. How about a 12-5 with Iowa?
Oh, my goodness.
You think that can be arranged? A 12-5 with Iowa in Des Moines?
We can all hope, right?
Yeah, it's probably not likely. All right, Patrick, thank you. Philip is in Urbandale on the Panther win. Hello, Philip.
Yeah.
What'd you think?
Great shot.
It is a great shot. Yeah, you know, I've seen it called a lucky bounce a couple of times. I don't know that it's a lucky bounce. It's a friendly bounce. But,
yeah
he's making a play right there.
Yeah, they had a hard road to get to the game.
Yeah, they did. They had to go through Wichita State. John, Wes Washburn went to Tennessee first, right?
He did, because he was, I believe it was Quanzo Martin that he was following, actually, from, I think it was Missouri State maybe first, and then Quanzo got the job at Tennessee, followed him to Tennessee, played there for a year, kind of thought this isn't the right situation, then transferred to UNI. But, man, what – I watched him play in high school. The transformation he's made from high school to college is incredible. He's always had the athletic quickness, but it's the outside shooting and being able to finish at the rim.
He developed a jump shot.
Yeah.
And he is also one of the most entertaining dunkers in college basketball. That left-handed tomahawk he threw about 3 weeks ago –
he's
unbelievable.
He's got a 43-inch vertical.
Man, I can only
we need to have him try to jump over me sometime.
We can arrange that. Drew Ott, Claire. Oh, sorry. We have a live update.
He's moving.
He is moving. I'm just going to be honest with you, as I always am. I was a little concerned about our last live Eagle Cam look-in.
Yeah, he was face down in the nest. It didn't look good.
Yeah, and what is it? Oh, that was I think we were buffering there. The live buffered look. Drew Ott clears a hurdle. He's part of face-off next on Sound Off. You can always email the show, soundoff@whotv.com. Congrats to the Panthers, but it brings up the question about automatic bids to the NCAA tournament. Do wins like this keep teams out who are more deserving? Should the automatic bid go to the team that wins their conference in the regular season instead of the conference tourney? That is from Terry. There's no doubt it does happen at times, but the conferences do this to try to add a team into the NCAA tournament, but it doesn't always work out that way.
This year, though, good for you and I. Help them for sure. Time for face-off, Murph. Someone finally figured out how to silence Conor McGregor. Choke him out.
We're reminded again, one of the top appeals of MMA, and it's really popular, is anyone can lose. McGregor looks slow with all that extra weight.
With Grandview Wrestling, it's one for the thumb.
Do they get rings?
I don't know, but they get titles.
They do get titles. Five in a row. That is a dynasty.
Man, big-time dynasty. The Big Ten passed Drew Ott's medical hardship appeal to the NCAA. Doesn't this mean it's likely he'll be back in a Hawkeye uniform?
You would think so, and I do think so. But when it comes to the NCAA, assume nothing. And what I ask, is taking so long?
I have no idea. They'll probably get it figured out in, like, early August. The Principal Charity Classic just got a little more colorful. John Daly says he'll play.
Mr. Grip It and Rip It is a two-time major winner. We forget that sometimes. Mm-hmm. He's known more for crazy outfits, unpredictable behavior, and love of Hooters, the restaurant.
We no longer have one.
Don't tell him.
I won't.
We want him to come.
Garth Brooks is coming to Des Moines. Are you in?
I am in. I hear Garth is great in concert, and he keeps ticket prices down. Let's do this, John.
I'm out.
Okay. Over, under.
Overrated, Greg Marshall, Wichita State head coach. Good coach, but he makes $3.3 million a year, top 10 paid coach in the country. Underrated, Ben Jacobson, you and I, same amount of coach of the years as Marshall, four times as many NBC tournament titles as Marshall, makes less than a third of what Marshall makes.
That's crazy talk right there. Let's go to 60-second sound off. One thought from each person that's been waiting a long time. Michael in West Des Moines. Michael, your thoughts on Northern Iowa?
UNI, 12th seed in Des Moines.
Could happen.
A lock.
It could happen. I wouldn't give up on Iowa or Northern Iowa being in Des Moines. It's just Iowa did not force the issue. But it still could happen.
Yeah, anything's possible with these seedings.
Dodger Denny in Fort Dodge. Dodger Denny, you got about 15 seconds.
Okay. They played a little bit better this weekend, but we'll get ready and for the big tournament and go Cyclones. Thanks, guys.
All right, Dodger
played
Denny.
Played better for sure, yeah.
Cheeser.
He's back.
He's ready for the Big 12 tournament. Aren't you, Cheeser?
Oh, yeah. Are you guys going down Thursday?
Michael Admire will be there.
Yeah, John is going to Indianapolis.
Hey, and I got a basketball tournament for Special Olympics Saturday in Iowa City at 10 in the morning at the field house if you guys want to come.
I can't be at that, Cheeser, but you know I will be rooting for you, and thank you for inviting
and
me.
And I know you dropped bombs from the three. He told me that at Iowa State one night.
Cheeser
dropped
can shoot.
He says he's a better shooter than Matt Thomas.
I don't know about that. That'll do it for us. We're back next week. Hope you are, too.
We leave you with the sound-off send-off. Gary Rima, voice of the Panthers, calls the shot that sent you and I to the dance.
Washington way out front. He's got Ballantyne on him. Three to shoot it. West pulls up for two. It is good. It is good. He made the shot. He made the shot. Panthers win. Panthers win. I think they're going to look there to see if Oh, baby. I love this team. West Washburn has hit the shot that is going to send the UNI Panthers to the NCAA National Championship Tournament. The Panthers will go to the NCAA National Championship Tournament for the eighth time in school history.
Now, you may be asking, can anything be as exciting as that buzzer-beating shot that sent Northern Iowa?
Well, we're seeing it right now.
To the NCAA tournament, the answer is yes.
Look at him.
This is a live look.
He's magnificent.
At the Eagle Cam. This is live.
God bless America.
This is what live television is all about. Don't even act like you won't be back with us next week.
Good night, Eagle.
After seeing this, the Eagle
has landed.
I was going to say sleeping. The Eagle's sleeping.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. Like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.